first poem I'll read is called Lenin Park, Havana. And the father of the Cuban nation, who is he, anybody?
Jose Marti.
Wonderful, Dick. Dick is my bully buddy. Jose Marti, he makes an interesting point. He says, literature is the most beautiful of countries. And that's always echoic for me. Literature is the most beautiful of countries. And the poem goes as follows. I did do a reading in Havana, Cuba many years back. Lenin Park, Havana. My camera flashes upon the variegated faces amidst the general activity of building, establishing. How eager they are, these hands, bodies, 9 and 11-year-olds, bustling about without weariness, only a restrained air of the carnival of the young this summer. I will say hola in bare Spanish, eager to find out how the socialist man or woman can transform a state. In command's way, they seem not to mind. Innocence has its own currency as I watch a young girl driving a tractor, a boy milling rice, another refining sugar. Will they ever starve as they pay tribute to Jose Marti, Fidel Castro, or whoever else will be then? Or will some stalwart spirit among them, given to brooding, high on culture, insist on the right to be free beyond bread? Doubtful as I am, I banter, smile, my camera snaps again left and right, black hair bordering beautiful dark and brown faces. I love you all, a hybrid breed chock full of Latin air. Among you perhaps are eager dancers, singers, poets. How elegantly you proclaim an island in the pulsation of your bodies, in the greater exaltation of spirit yet to come far beyond Castro or Marti. I first read this poem at the University of Miami, and there are quite a few people in the audience, you know, Cubano-Americans. So the last few lines, I had to be very careful about what I'm saying. How elegantly you proclaim an island in the pulsation of your bodies, in the greater, and I had said before, you know, exaltation, but here I said exaltation of spirit yet to come far beyond Castro or Marti. This poem is called Lady Icarus, one of my quasi-socialist poems. For a while it was in the school system of all places in Copenhagen, in Denmark, this poem. I read something in the Global Mail, and I have a quote under the title, Lady Icarus. And Icarus, of course, the Greek legend of the guy who tried to make a pair with wax on wings, and eventually the sun melted the wax and he fell. So I'm playing with Icarus and Lady, of course. Many years back, when people come illegally to Canada, the powers that be, they catch you, and they put you in a hotel called the Strathcona Hotel in Toronto, and once the next year Canada plane is ready, out you go. But there's a very resourceful woman from the Latin America, and she somehow would keep coming back to Canada. But on the fifth time, she... in the hotel, they caught her again, and she tried to escape once more, and something tragic happened. And I read this story in the Global Mail. So under my title, Lady Icarus, I have a quote from the Global Mail, ordered deported for the fifth time. And it goes like this. You fell from 7 stories high, tempting gravity from the Strathcona Hotel, not skyward, only landward, like a recalcitrant angel, Maria, all the way from Ecuador you came, wanting desperately to stay in Canada, so glorious and free, defying another deportation order, when suddenly your rope of sheets and blankets broke, no sun now melting wax, your whole snaps, as you plunge to sudden death, we stand on guard for thee, oh so glorious and free, oh Canada, oh Canada.